Welcome to the Josh Wright Piano Podcast. Today's episode is dedicated to Sergio, who asks the following. I was wondering if you could do an episode about purling or getting a purly sound at the piano. I've seen your video about it that you posted a while ago. In regards to how to achieve a purly sound, I was wondering if you could give more tips and go further into depth into the topic. Because whenever I try purling, it would sometimes create tension, which leads me to believe I'm doing something wrong or missing something. So the original video on YouTube is from probably 10 years ago. And for any of you who aren't familiar with the idea of purling, it has to do with this really light touch. Let me show you an example of not purling with the Mozart E-flat concerto, number 9, K271, and then an example of purling. So here's not purling. And here's purling. It just lightens up that sound so much. It's been years and years since I've played that, so excuse those mistakes. Another example that I remember fondly trying to figure out when I was young was this passage from the Chopin F minor concerto. This scale. And I think I sat there for about an hour listening to Murray Pariah's recording on both of those. Actually, Murray Pariah was the one who inspired me to try to figure this out. I was about 9 or 10 years old when I started doing the Mozart E-flat concerto, and then I was 14 or 15 when I was playing the Chopin concerto. And when I was 14 or 15, I finally figured out kind of how to do it. I just sat and obsessed over it, and I finally figured out he was basically just playing a finger staccato. And you guys are don't have to go through the same pain that I went through of having to figure it out on my own, because I talk about this concept constantly on my channel. Basically, a finger staccato is when you just pluck the key like you're plucking a guitar string. Okay, and in fast tempi, this starts to be quite legato sounding, but with this special quality. Another example would be this Chopin etude. If you're not purling, it sounds like mush. See that? Versus kind of that stickier sound. Same thing in this etude. In order to get those really high speeds, you really do need to be purling, basically getting off the key a little bit faster. So some teachers have some qualms about this concept, and they say, oh, it's a terrible thing to teach your students to finger staccato because it creates all this tension, which I think is what Sergio is referring to. And you just have to be aware, Sergio, of the technique that you're doing while you're purling. So yes, you kind of pull towards your palm. But you do it in such a relaxed manner. So I would take a little bout of this, a little section, a little group. And in addition to kind of pulling back on those keys, really activating those fingertips, I'm looking at the natural rotation of my hand. I'm kind of doing a semicircle down to the D and then a semicircle back up. And then I round the hand down as I go down. And And if any of you are thinking, oh, I wish I could see his hand, I've demonstrated this so many different times. There's a video I posted reducing tension through rotation. So you can all go to YouTube and check that out. Basically, you want to observe the natural movement of the hand as it moves. So just do this figure. And you'll notice it kind of does a little semicircle to the left. And this way, it does a little semicircle to the right. And then as I go back down, it kind of feels like I'm rounding over a little edge at the top. And those techniques combined with purling really help. Now, a lot of people, when I say pluck the strings of a guitar, pretend like you're plucking the strings of a guitar, they really pluck hard and they feel all this tension in their hand. This is a very light grabbing of the key. And this can be a very subtle movement. Even to the point that no one's noticing that you're really pulling your fingers back all that much. It's just, you're assigning a direction to quote unquote, take the key. Baba Yaga always used to say, you need to take the keys. And I liked that because you're not just pounding down into it. You're not just pressing the key. You're taking it. It's deliberate. And even if it's soft, those are the concepts that are really going to help you, Sergio, to get less tension, is to not overdo the motions and also to be very aware of all the different types of rotation that you can do. Again, your wrist has three different types. I mean, it is pretty much a ball joint, it feels like, in your hand. I want you to think of it as a ball joint. I don't know the exact structure of the wrist, so I'm probably incorrect in saying it is a ball joint, but it does rotate in a very circular manner. You can have up and down rotation, like your fingertips point at the ground and then they point up at the sky. You have a doorknob type turning rotation. And then you kind of have this lateral shifting. So like your pinky is pointing to the right and then point your pinky to the left. So as you combine all of those, and it's not just one or the other for a certain passage, you try to combine all those points of rotation wherever they're needed, along with this deliberate taking of the keys, that will help you to learn how to purl more effectively. The last thing that I want to instill in each of you, as you're doing purling, you're going to notice that your fingers have more lightness than you thought they might be capable of. And a little exercise that you can do is you can just touch the key tops. So if I'm playing this, I'm just going to touch A flat, F, D, E flat, E, G. Okay, so A flat, F, D, E flat, E, G. Okay, but I'm just touching those key tops. Obviously, you're not going to hear anything as I do that. And then you can try just pushing down the keys very slightly, and then a little bit more. And combined with a really deliberate release of the key, and when I say deliberate release, I'm not saying you need to lift up an inch or something in your hand. You just need to get off that key quickly. That's the essence of purling, and you're going to find a much wider dynamic range than you're used to. So I hope that helps each of you. I'm going to leave a couple of links in the show notes. One of them is for a free webinar featuring 10 of my favorite tips, and finger staccato or purling is actually number one on that. So you can go watch that webinar if you'd like and find out the 9 other tips that I use pretty much daily to help students in their studies become much more efficient and make accomplish their goals in a much more efficient way so they can get to the pieces they actually want to play faster. I'll also leave a couple of links to my paid courses if you'd like to check those out, as well as a link to all the different gear that I use to make these podcasts, to film my YouTube videos, if any of you are wondering about that, because many of you write in asking me about all the gear that I use. I hope that helps. Have a great week. Good luck in your practice sessions.